Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR in Pittsburgh and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Danny from the Swedish rock band Crazy Licks on the line. Hi, Danny. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you. And you?
I'm well. You know, it's hard to believe it's been a year since we did our interview up in Chicago at Melodic Rock Fest. Sounds like you guys have been busy working on this new album.
Yeah, definitely. And at that point, when we were in the U.S., we had actually already started, you know, both recording for this album. So it's been quite a long process, but really happy we're at the finish line now. And tomorrow is the big day for the release. So really, really stoked about it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And I know you guys already have a few singles out. So it's been great to hear the new material.
We had three singles, out of which two also have music videos. So we've been teasing with some material up until this point, and now the whole album drops tomorrow. 10 brand new songs to check out.
Excellent. So, you know, one of the things I know I personally love about Crazy Licks is that your music revisits a lot of the great melodies and hooks, the style of music we love from the late 80s. I'm curious as to, you know, where you drew your inspiration from for this album. Any particular favorite, you know, classics on your playlist lately?
Well, I would say many of the bands that I get inspired with or by stay the same basically from already when we started the band. So I don't add a lot of bands to it, and especially not among the newer bands. But what I usually do is kind of you know, when we're about to record an album and start writing for it, I usually like make a playlist with some songs, and what I find oftentimes is that the playlists are actually quite similar from one album to the other. So, some songs of course we change around a bit. But I think my inspirations are pretty much the same all throughout.
Yeah, you know what you like, and you guys certainly have a consistent sound. So, you know, we know what a Crazy Licks song sounds like if you're a fan. You guys had worked with Chris from Pretty Maids on the production of the album. Have you worked with him in the past as well?
We've been working together all the way from our first single that we released back in 2005. We didn't get to meet him at the point. He just mixed the track that was finished. But we've also had him as a producer for our first album that came out in 2007. On these two last albums, he's actually not been so much the producer, but he has taken over the mixing duties. So I've been responsible for the production and recording of the album, and then I've when it's all finished, I leave it up to him, and he does his magic with the tracks. At the end, I usually travel up to him for a day or two, and we just do the final touches together, and then it's shipped off to mastering, which is another guy doing, and then it's basically finished. So we've worked together many, many times in the past.
Yeah, it's great. I've had a chance to meet him a couple of times on the Monsters of Rock cruises and seen Pretty Maids perform. So great guy, very talented.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, if I remember correctly, when we last spoke, you had mentioned something about commercial radio going away in Sweden. Is that correct? Am I remembering that right?
There is still commercial radio, but there is slim to none chance that they will play a hard rock band from our genre. There are niched radio stations that play like modern metal and stuff.
There's
also one playing like classic rock, but we wouldn't fit into any of those categories. So we would consider ourselves pretty much, you know, an underground band when it comes to like mainstream radio and TV in Sweden.
Yeah, and you know, and that's certainly a challenge for bands of your same genre here in the United States. A lot of it's, you know, grassroots efforts with, you know, social media and so forth. So I was a little curious as to, you know, how things have been playing out with the release of your videos and, you know, the singles leading up to the album, you know, how you guys are getting your music out to the masses.
Well, as you say, we're a lot more dependent on social media, I think, and definitely for the fans to spread the word, because as you say, our music videos, they're not released for any TV channels. They're released for the web, right? So,
right.
But from what I've seen now, I mean, we've actually outdone ourselves, I think, with this promotion work that we've done, and we've been breaking, personal record after personal record when it comes to, the amount of plays that the video got in the first week. And now we, just the other day, I think yesterday actually, we hit a new record with online streams in one day as well. So obviously it's working, even if we're taking a very alternative route to it compared to maybe the bands in the 80s and 90s who where the marketing was totally different.
Yeah, and even those bands that are still around today are finding ways to shift to, make themselves successful and, be able to make a living, because with streaming now and, everything's out there online and on YouTube, a lot of people find themselves having to tour and sell merch in order to make money instead of selling albums. It's definitely very different.
Yeah, definitely. It's changed a lot, and I think it's been like that for 10 years or so, where the streaming is taking over more and more, and rock is definitely not a mainstream genre anymore. You can see it in the charts and in the radio. I think basically all over the Western world. So, but I guess that's just something you have to face and keep working towards your goal, even though the conditions around you are changing all the time.
Right. And I know you guys do have a growing fan base here in the U.S. I met a lot of people actually on the Monsters of Rock cruise this past February. One guy in particular that's trying to start a petition to get you guys on the boat. Do you have any plans to tour in the U.S. anytime soon?
Well, I would find it hard to see that we could do it this year with all the work that goes into, the work permits and the visas that we need. A Monsters of Rock cruise would be, of course, be very, very welcome, and that's something we're trying to do. But from what I've seen in the past, they're usually booked out around May, the year before.
Right.
So I guess there are some slots left. Maybe we have been in touch with them actually, and maybe they're waiting for the album to drop and kind of see how it works. But That would be something really, really awesome, of course. But otherwise, we're also looking into the possibility of doing like a string of club shows. But that would probably be next year. I find it hard to believe that we would get around doing it this year.
Okay. All right. And, what about any big festival shows or any, destination type events that people could get out to see you guys at, even, as early as this summer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the album drops tomorrow, and we have a release show in our hometown here in Malmo. We'll be playing a full set with some new stuff. And then the weekend after, our festival season starts off in Belgium, and we're going to Italy after that. And there's, we have a bunch of summer festivals lined up, some of which will be our biggest festivals to date. We're playing Wacken in Germany, which is one of the biggest in Europe. So
absolutely.
We're taking it up a notch as well. And we'll be doing that all through the summer until September. And then we have a short Japan trip planned as well. We'll be playing Tokyo and Osaka. And that will be our first visit to Japan. So that's what we have planned for now. That's what's announced, at least. We're looking at different possibilities for the fall.
All right. Well, very exciting news. Any other updates for us, in addition to the album and the touring you've got planned right now?
We do have some plans on another video. We were meant to record three videos actually prior to the album release, but that was a bit hard to do, so I think we're kind of leaving it to after the release and do like a post-release video, something like we did with the last album, where we did the Hunter of the Heart a couple of months after the album was released. So hopefully we'll get around to doing another video. It's something that I really love doing. I mean, we're on a pretty tight budget, so the the productions are always not the most expensive ones, but we have fun, and I think the result is still a cool thing to see for our fans. So
yeah,
that's something I hope we can do.
Excellent. Well, Danny, thanks so much for catching up with us today on 91.7 FM WNJR. We look forward to hearing more from Crazy Licks and hopefully see you guys sometime soon in the United States in the near future.
Yeah. I hope so too. And it's been a pleasure talking.
Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. Bye.